Luther wants it read to post.
Oh, you thought we were done recording episodes.
No, I need a little bit more time.
No, we're not. We're flying on all cylinders, motherfucker. Oh, it's so good to be back and recording. If you can't tell in these podcast episodes that I am rejuvenated and energized, I fucking am. No, but we needed to record one more episode. Well, we're going to record another episode after this. But
we are.
Well, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I'm sorry, like, we are.
Hint, hint, this is going to be about wrestling. It's going to be our first foray into wrestling.
I get to host it again.
Yes, he does. And it's going to be an immaculate time. It's going to be so fucking fun. But before then, we're going to talk about another little action movie that we saw the same day that we saw Boogeyman. And that is Kandahar. I don't remember how you pronounce it. But it stars Gerard Butler. At this point in his career, he's a reliable, like, action star, I'd say. Like, you have him in Olympus Has Fallen and all of the Fallen movies. You have him in this year already, Plane, and the disaster movie Greenland.
You know, here's the thing.
He's a reliable actor, and he was in 300. That's his first, like, big action movie that he was in, was 300.
You know, my thing I was going to say, you know how, like, people are, like, saying Liam Neeson has just been the same freaking thing all the time?
Which,
you know,
he is.
He should be doing what Gerard Butler is doing.
At least.
He should be doing what him.
He's doing. Underwhelming movies that Gerard Butler's in.
It's still enjoyable.
It's so entertaining to me. Like, this movie, I'm not the biggest fan of.
But
because this
good.
Movie takes itself a little too seriously. So, this year is kind of weird because we saw the Guy Ritchie film, The Covenant, which is another, like, kind of, like, Middle East terrorist kind of movie.
Yeah.
And so is this one. And I've been thinking about it. The last, like, 2-3 years, they've been doing a lot of these terrorist movies again.
Mm-hmm.
And then people being in the Middle East. Like, American Sniper come out 2014, and there was a hot commodity for a while that they were just making these movies like, yeah, yeah, America, and shit like that. This movie wasn't like, yeah, America, but they're back to being in the Middle East and dealing with, like, the Taliban and ISIS and people like that. And I was just kind of confused. I'm like, what? And even in Plane, they do the same thing. And I'm like, why are you doing this? I don't get why we're going back to this. Like, it's a reliable thing that they can go back to, I guess. But this movie's fine. Like, there's honestly not a lot of action in it, but there's a couple really tense scenes.
It's really
of action.
What did I say? It was pretty boring at first.
There's a couple. It took a little while for you to get into this movie. Like,
yeah.
It's only 2 hours long, but it felt about like 2.5. Like, it just kind of would drag on. But once he was, like, on his mission, I don't even remember what his mission was or what the deal was for it.
Yeah.
But once he was on his mission, like, things started going pretty crazy because there was a really good car chase inside of a town that they were going through and where the ISIS people were trying to take after them.
That was
a really good scene. And then there was a couple other really good scenes. Like, the first scene is, remember when they planted that bomb inside of the whatever
yeah.
it was?
It was the little, the...
Oh, because they were setting
engine
cell
room
phone
or something. Engine.
Signals. Yeah,
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 he's
yeah.
watching, like, a soccer game.
Yeah,
on
he's
whatever.
Showing them that they now have cell signal and stuff like that.
They're all, like, enjoying
which
it.
I thought that beginning scene was actually really smart. And then
oh,
the car
smart.
Chase, really smart. And then the end of the movie was pretty good, too. But where this movie falls is this could be a really cheesy movie. And it kind of is a cheesy movie. But what this movie doesn't do is it takes itself too seriously. And that's kind of the biggest fault of this movie is that this movie could be such like a 90-minute, really, really fun action movie with just batshit crazy things happening, kind of like Plane. But they don't do that with this movie. They take themselves way too seriously. And I think that damages this movie in basically every way possible because... And that's kind of what makes the movie boring for me, is that it just kind of, it taking itself seriously doesn't make it entertaining to watch. Like, you see Gerard Butler being, like, giving these... He gives a good performance, sure. But you see him giving these heartfelt things, and you're like, I don't buy this.
Mm-hmm.
If it was in a cheesy movie like Plane, I would totally buy it. Because they know that this movie is kind of batshit crazy and kind of stupid. That's not this movie, by any means. And it is what it is. Like... There's some good action scenes. There's some really good moments in the movie. But this is a movie that I just will forget and kind of have forgotten after seeing it because I don't remember much about this movie at all.
All I got, honestly...
All I can really say about this movie is that you're going to be there. You're going to watch it. You will be entertained by it. And that's the best thing that it can do. I don't think I'll ever go back to this movie. I'll go back to Plane.
Here's the thing I'll say. You know how we talk about, what did you say, those movies just kind of talk about the Middle East, whatever?
Yeah.
Like, so
it's a weird revival that I'm seeing with people in the Middle East. I'm like, why are we doing this? We've played this already.
I just feel like, you know, these are the movies that if they have nothing to do and they just have them, they want somebody like Butler in. Sure, let's put him in there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just another example. Let's just put him in here. Another story to be told, whatever. It's not a true story, is it?
I don't think so.
What was that?
I don't remember.
Well, I don't
Kandahar, know. Kandahar, whatever.
Butler. Scottish.
Yeah, he's a Scottish. Oh, one thing I will point out. He's playing an American in this movie, but his Scottish accent really sticks out in some scenes. And I like how he doesn't hide the fact that he's Scottish in literally any of his movies. Like, you see him just kind of... just rolling off his accent, and it's just kind of funny to me.
I said it'd be based on experience with the Defense Intelligence Agency and when he was deployed in Afghanistan during the Snowden leaks in 2013. Oh, okay. So.
Oh, so the Edward Snowden things. Kind
of. Oh, it's based off the former military intelligence officer Mitchell LaFortune.
Who was
deployed to Afghanistan in 2013 during the Snowden leaks. Do you remember those?
I do. It
that
was
makes
huge.
Sense.
See, I didn't know anything about this.
That's the problem.
And I feel like if they marketed it that better, they probably would have got a few more people because I don't think this movie made hardly any money. We were just talking about Machu Picchu, and then I saw a fucking ad for Machu Picchu on your thing.
What the fuck?
30 pounds? Not more than that.
We just saw an elephant. Apparently, his heart weighs like 30 pounds. I love Rocky.
Yawning.
Sorry, we're getting ready for the next project too. But yeah, what really we could say, it's just...
It's a
there.
Fine movie. Like, you'll probably enjoy yourself if you like random Middle East movies every once in a while. This movie will be for you. I won't buy it on Blu-ray at all. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. I'll watch Plane instead because I fucking love that movie. And I hope there's a sequel of that coming out. I think there is.
Yeah.
But without anything else to say, this is a really short review. This will probably be the shortest one that ever goes up on this podcast. But, you know, that's okay. Sometimes short is fine because I just relate because I'm really short. Short on a lot of things. Money, hair, and where it counts.
Yeah. Otherwise, besides that, we must bid you a goodbye. Mwah. Good night. Bang.
Gerard Butler, continue being an